Chapter 14. Heidi checked her boarding pass and looked up at the television monitor displaying the departure time of her flight. "Another 40 minutes to kill," she said.
"Time enough for a farewell drink," Pitt replied.
He steered her across the busy lobby of Dulles Airport to the cocktail lounge. Businessmen with loosened collars and wrinkled suits packed every corner. Pitt scrounged a small table and ordered from a passing waitress.
"I wish I could stay," she said wistfully.
"What's to stop you?"
"The Navy frowns on officers who jump ship."
"When is your leave up?"
"I have to report to the Naval Communications Station in San Diego by noon tomorrow for assignment to sea duty."
He looked into her eyes.
"It seems our romance is a victim of geography. We didn't give it much chance, did we?"
"Perhaps it was never meant to be," said Pitt.
Heidi stared at him.
"That's what he said."
"Who?"
"President Wilson, in a letter."
Pitt laughed.
"I'm afraid you've lost me."
"I'm sorry."
She waved away the thought.
"It was nothing."
"Sounds to me like your research is getting to you."
"Complications," she said. "I was sidetracked. It happens in research. You delve into one subject and find a fascinating bit of information that takes you on a totally different course."
The drinks came, and Pitt paid the waitress.
"You're sure you can't request an extension?"
She shook her head.
"If only I could, but I've used up all my accumulated leave time. It will be 6 months before I'm eligible again."
Then suddenly her eyes came alive.
"Why don't you come with me? We could have a few days together before I sail."
Pitt took her hand.
"Sorry, dear heart, but my schedule won't permit it. I'm leaving myself for a project in the Labrador Sea."
"How long will you be gone?"
"A month, maybe 6 weeks."
"Will we see each other again?"
Her voice became soft.
"I'm a firm believer that good memories should be relived."
20 minutes later, after finishing their second drink, Pitt escorted Heidi to her boarding gate. Already the waiting area had cleared, and the attendant behind the check-in counter was announcing the final call. She set her purse and cosmetic case on a vacant chair and looked up at him through expectant eyes. He responded by kissing her. Then he tilted back his head and grinned.
"There goes my macho reputation."
"How so?"
"As soon as word gets around that I was seen kissing a sailor, I'm through."
"You clown."
She pulled his head down and kissed him long and hard. Finally, she released him and blinked back the tears.
"Goodbye, Dirk Pitt."
"Goodbye, Heidi Milligan."
She picked up her bags and walked toward the boarding ramp. Then she paused as though remembering something and returned. Fishing in her purse, she pulled out an envelope and pushed it into his hand.
"Listen, read these papers," she said urgently. "They explain what's been sidetracking me. And, Dirk, there may be something here, something important. See what you think. If you feel it's worth pursuing, call me in San Diego."
Before Pitt could reply, she had turned and was gone.